Well, it's just over a week since 35 people, including 5 children, were deported from Ireland on a special chartered flight to Nigeria. It's the 3rd such chartered flight so far this year and was carried out by the Garda National Immigration Bureau. Last week, Ciarán Cronin, principal of St James's Primary School in Dublin 8, where 2 of the young boys who were deported with their family were students, told Morning Ireland of how well the boys had integrated into school life and how distressing their forced removal was for their school friends, some of whom had witnessed them being detained for deportation. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke with the boys' parents, Olufemi and Amina Wafunke, from their temporary accommodation in Lagos.
They always cry every day, every day. They cry morning, afternoon, night. Where we are is so dangerous. Anything can happen to the kids. Anything can happen to my wife. Anything can happen to me as well.
Just 1 week after they were deported back to Nigeria, Olufemi Wafunke says the lives of he and his family have changed entirely.
Life has been very difficult. We are homeless right now. We don't have a place of our own. We are staying in an uncompleted building, and the children have not been themselves. My children have been going through a lot of trauma.
Olufemi, why did you come to Ireland?
All my life, I've been a proud father to my wife and children. I have worked tirelessly as a banker in my mid-20s. Unfortunately for me, in 2019, I was targeted by kidnappers. We had to pay a ransom for me to be released. My wife went through hell. She went through hell the 3 days I was kidnapped and I was being tortured in the bush. After we paid a ransom, we ran from Lagos to the north. January 2nd, 2022, I was kidnapped again. And luckily for me, I was able to escape. I ran over to my family and just decided we all should leave. Someone I know mentioned Ireland to be a safe place, and that we got to Ireland in January 17, 2022. We went to the IPO. They collected our data, and then I think months later, we were given an interview date. I think some months later, they refused us. They gave excuses like we came in through the UK. Why didn't I provide the statement of accounts of the ransom paid? We appealed and we were also refused. I had worked in Ireland in Amazon for 2 years. I have been volunteering. I volunteer every week myself, my wife, we volunteer. And then I was told to stop work. So I enrolled into college to study nursing. I am currently studying nursing. I just finished my work placement.
And can you talk me through the process of February 2024 until May of this year and June of this year when you were made to leave?
When we were told to leave in February 2024, the solicitor said we can put in an application that will help us stay in Ireland. And by that time, I had gotten most of the things we were being refused with, such as the bank statements. Some of my close friends were killed during my time in Ireland, which shows I can also be killed. So from 2024 February till now, we can't work, we can't receive money, we can't do anything, but we didn't really care about that. What we really cared about was being granted asylum.
Tell me about the last month.
In May, we went to the GNIB office to sign. We are always told to come and sign, and we have never failed in doing that to present ourselves. So as usual, our solicitor gave us letters to give to the immigration office that our case is still open. Our application for protection is still open. When we got there, I was picked up. They collected my phone, took my pictures and all that, and I was so scared my wife will also be detained. But because of the kids, they let her go. And right from there, I was taken to the prison. I was there for 4 weeks. All of a sudden, last week, Wednesday, we saw people show up again. I was picked up. And from there, they took me to the airport. And then we were taken on the plane. The plane had so many immigration offices. We were forcefully taken back to Nigeria, a country I flee for my dear life.
Olufemi's family were not with him on the morning they were deported, but his wife Amina says the experience was just as distressing for her and her children.
All of us were still lying on the bed. We just heard a knock on our door, and my little son went to open the door. We just saw so many officers into our room. So many of them. He says, "We have come, and you have to pack your things and come with us." They gave, in the immigration office, they gave me 15th of July to report to their office. But all of a sudden, they stormed our room very early in the morning when my kids are supposed to be preparing for school. And they asked me to start packing and follow them. I just started crying. I said, why would they take us? The children are crying. They are confused. All the kids in the hotel were crying also when they are taking us.
The Irish Justice Minister has said the asylum process has rules. And when people fail in their application, they have to be made to leave. Otherwise, the system doesn't work. What would you say to him?
I will say to him that most of us that has worked and schooled and volunteered and integrated into the Irish life, we have made friends all over Ireland. We are part of Ireland. He should reconsider us.
What hopes do you have for your children's future?
I really wish and I hope my children are taken back to Ireland. I can stay here. If I get killed anytime, any moment, I do not mind. I can lay my life for the kids, just for them to live.
And that was our reporter Joe Caulfield speaking with Olufemi and Amina Wifunke, whose family was deported from Ireland back to Nigeria last week. In a statement to Morning Ireland, the Department of Justice said it doesn't comment on individual cases. However, it did say that deportation orders are enforced following multiple full assessments of each individual circumstances by the International Protection Office, the International Protection Appeals Tribunal and the Department's Repatriation Division. It said it recognised that enforced removal is an unfortunate and challenging experience, which is why they're carried out only as a measure of last resort when a person or family has not removed themselves from the state. The department also said it operates a voluntary return programme to assist people to return prior to the issuance of a deportation order.